Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on the most important themes and sector trends we believe investors should be focused on and want exposure to as the cannabis markets continue to grow and evolve. Being active as an ETF means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in cannabis from its early stages, and I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who has invested in new early stage asset classes in my career. The Cannabis Weekly focus you, the investor, in on one, the market itself, week over week performance, M&A, earnings, et cetera, two, the macro legislative landscape and macro trends for the sector. And finally, our portfolio, CNBS, our approach to asset allocation. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of April 11th. Another week of volatility for cannabis. Cannabis markets down, anywhere from 3 to 5% on the week. Quickly to the leaderboard, outperformers last week: TerrAscend down 80 bips, followed by MaryMed down 1.8. Curaleaf down 4.4%. Columbia Care down 5.6, Trulieve down 6.1, GTI down 6.9, Verano down 8.1, and then the Canadians actually came in at the bottom of the heap. You had Canopy Growth down 9%. You had Tilray, who reported earnings, and we'll talk a little bit about that, down 14% on the week. So kind of one step forward, two step back has been the approach for cannabis. And if you look at the sector overall, still down mid-teens year to date. Earnings continue, and suddenly Q1 22 earnings, not that far away. GTI reports in 3 weeks. Verano rescheduling their earnings, expecting to get some more detail on that. A couple big conferences coming up. Cantor Fitzgerald this week, Benzinga down in Miami next week, should get a lot of the major players in cannabis together for the first time. And really in a couple of years, as we look at the markets overall and the messages we've heard from earnings, seasonality definitely becoming a little bit more defined, but that the demand trends are not declining, even if they're have been some pulled forward dynamics, some cropped over dynamics. If anything, demand is growing, size of the addressable market is growing. The East Coast is a big deal, and that is growing. Expecting some news out of New Jersey today on really finally launching this market. I do believe for all the people hoping on federal legislation, the expectations are probably reset, as I've said. I think the Senate still has issues. And if you look at some of the headlines over the last couple of days, you have Senators Cruz, Lankford, Rick Scott out there all opposing cannabis. And I think there is still a fair amount of opposition. If we look at valuations, growth in valuations is certainly something that the market just has not been willing to do when margin pressure has been coming under pressure. But as we look at MSOs, they're trading at roughly 10 times the next 12 months EV/EBITDA, which is a trough. A trough multiple, right? Going all the way back to, say, April of 2020 before the industry really started to rally off of those COVID lows. And if you look at the balance sheets of the larger players in the sector, they are in a very different place from where they were two years ago. Typically, a cash balance of $250 million, that was probably $50 million as we were in 2020. Cost of debt, we've talked about this a lot on the Cannabis Weekly, has come down dramatically, probably somewhere between 8 and 9% for the major players. That was a mid-teens number 2 years ago. So there's no question that the outlook looks better here at CNBS and in the Market Weekly. We're trying to always be balanced and point out the good and the bad, that we're long-term investors, and that's the message that comes through here, that these are companies that are well-positioned in a sector that will have outsized growth, does have outsized growth, and is wrestling as much with some of the federal dynamics that also include taxation around 280E. That means these companies have less free cash flow from operations than they should, but investors should be seeing through that in our view. We mentioned just some of the macro. New Jersey expecting to vote on convening their adult market. Big news for some of the players we talk about all the time, TerrAscend, Curaleaf, GTI. In New York, lawmakers have sent a budget with tax breaks to the governor as at least a partial 280E workaround. Let's see how that goes. Maryland's governor has basically said, you know, the bill to legalize fully can proceed without a signature, which is very good news. In terms of just, you know, the broader macro sentiment, we have 420 now 2 weeks away, and there is a view that Chuck Schumer will release something, whether this is something that has support enough to pass some modified version of 280E and safe banking reform is, I think, what the industry is hoping to get. CNBS last week, the portfolio was down 8.3%. We had a couple news items within the portfolio. Tilray, as mentioned, reported they had revenue and adjusted EBITDA that came in below expectations. They talk about the Canadian market and some of the headwinds there. But the outlook overall for the company with growing brands, with some diversification into the spirits world, with a major EU distribution business for us means it's a name that belongs near the top of the weightings in the portfolio. TerrAscend was out there talking about how they are going vertical in Maryland. They've bought a dispensary, and that will add to a cultivation footprint for a company that, again, we think is very well positioned on the East Coast. So we're going to leave you there. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of April 11th. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.